With your local sports update, I'm AJ Brammer. In boys basketball action tonight, Thomas Nelson is at North Bullitt at 6, Hart County hosts North Hardin at 7, Grayson County is at Iroquois at 7, Meade County hosts John Hardin at 7:30, and Breckenridge County hosts Davies County at 7:30. LaRue County's game against Glasgow has been canceled. In girls basketball action Monday, Grayson County fell to Warren East 48-35. In girls basketball action tonight, North Hardin is at Hart County at 5:30, John Hardin hosts Moore at 6, Elizabethtown hosts Nelson County at 7:30, LaRue County hosts Central Hardin at 7:30, Bardstown is at Meade County at 7:30, and Thomas Nelson hosts Oldham County at 7:30. The University of Kentucky men's basketball team continues their season tonight as the Wildcats welcome the Missouri Tigers to Rupp Arena. The number 6 Wildcats are 11-2 on the season after Saturday's come-from-behind win against Florida, and they are averaging 90.8 points per game, the fourth-best rate in the country. Mizzou comes in at 8-6, following a loss to Georgia in their conference opener. Pre-game coverage begins at 5:30 p.m. with tip-off scheduled for 7. Catch all the action on your home for UK basketball, Quixie 98.3. A former University of Kentucky quarterback is being inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame. Tim Couch, UK's quarterback of the Air Raid offense from 1996 to 1998, will be honored for a collegiate career that saw him break 7 NCAA records, 14 SEC records, and 26 school records. Couch threw for more than 8,400 yards and 74 touchdowns under center for the Wildcats, resulting in multiple honors, including first-team All-American recognition. Couch, a native of Hyden, Kentucky, would later be selected first overall in the NFL draft by the Cleveland Browns. The Indiana Pacers rallied past the Boston Celtics to pick up a 133-131 victory Monday night. The victory, Indiana's 7th in 8 games, avenged a loss to the Celtics 2 nights prior. Benedict Mathurin led the Pacers with 26 points, while Miles Turner added 16. Pacers fans are holding their breath, though, as point guard Tyrese Haliburton had to be helped off the court and is being evaluated for a hamstring injury. The Pacers are back in action tomorrow as they take on the Washington Wizards. With sports, I'm A.J. Brammer. Thanks for tuning in.